This is News Talk 880 and 107.9 KJJR. And this is Focus on the Flathead. I'm your host, Ross Strauser, and our show is always brought to you by Three Rivers Bank of Montana and Glacier Grins Pediatric Dentistry. And we are on location today on downtown Whitefish, Montana, with the Director of Operations for Slow Burn Records. We want to welcome Tabor Martin to the show. Tabor, how are you today?
Doing well, thank you much.
Well, thanks for being here. Thanks for having me at your beautiful store. I've been into the store a couple times, but you're always making changes here. And we're going to learn about Slow Burn, what it's all about, what your plans are for the future. But first, you know, we want to know about you a little bit. Tabor, tell us about yourself.
Well, I'm from Marietta, Georgia, just a little bit north of Atlanta. And I first found Whitefish back in 2011. Was able to live here for about a year and then was gone for a long chunk of time chasing my master's degree and professional endeavors. But when COVID hit, I was lucky enough to find myself back here in a permanent fashion. And I've really just been enjoying it ever since.
So Slow Burn Records, how did that come about for you? And before I get to that, I should say, let's talk about, you called her your amazing wife, because didn't you meet her here in Montana?
Yes, that's something that makes me kind of feel like I'm a little bit of a local. I can say that I met my wife on Big Mountain. I was up there to get my uphill skiing pass, and she kind of made fun of me a little bit for being one of those uphill dorks. And as soon as she made fun of me, I fell in love.
That's interesting. So yes, you are kind of a Montanan now. Let's talk about how Slow Burn came about now. Were you working at something else and this came into play?
So previously, I opened up retail stores and manufacturing facilities as a younger man. And most recently, I was working in operations for Disney and Marvel.
Wow.
That job went remote during COVID, which is how I found my way back to Whitefish. Slow Burn happened because of a good friend of mine, David Trussell, and a relationship that he has with the owners of the company. And I got to know them just through a need of an operations manager.
The operations part of it, you're running the whole store, right?
Yes, sir.
What are your daily duties around the store as the operations manager?
Well, I mean, we don't have a large team. The square footage of the store isn't gigantic. So currently, I'm in the store a lot, which is a treat. I absolutely love the customer service aspect of retail, and I'm finding myself to be a bigger and bigger vinyl nerd as the days go on. But retail operations is kind of my specialty. So everything from ordering and buying to inventorying to helping out with social media, although we have a team for that. Writing reports, running the numbers, you know, like we really needed to kind of automate the business in a sense. And that's what I'm here to help with.
So I got to ask this one right off the bat as well. What is your musical genre? Because I'm looking around the store. There's everything from classic rock to pop music to jazz. You got it all in the store. But how about you, Tabor? What's your favorite?
Oh, I'm a big dork when it comes to that. I have traveled the country since I was literally 14 years old, seeing my favorite band, which is Phish. I saw them for the first time in 2004, and I plan again to see them in April. So I like that band because they touch on a lot of genres, and in a singular song can really flow from rock to jazz to reggae to funk, all in one 20-minute song. And I've been addicted to that band for a long time.
Yeah, I saw that you had seen them at Madison Square Garden on the grounds of Coachella. Like, this is crazy. This is a crazy fan here.
Yes, I think, like, for those people that don't know Phish, the best description is a version of the Grateful Dead, but from the 1990s and 2000s rather than from the 60s and 70s. So people really follow them around and see them time and time again to kind of collect the different experiences they present at their live concerts. And I don't know if my wife really ever wants to go, but she did go to one of their concerts with me, so we checked that off the list, and I'll keep going for sure.
Did she like it? That's the big question.
We had a good time.
Oh, good. Good. Let's enter the owners, Mike and Diane Colby. I haven't met them yet, but I've heard so many great things about them being a part of the Whitefish community these days. Tell us about them just a little bit here, because you're starting to get to know them as you work into the business.
So I got to know Mike and Diane again through my friend David Trussell, and honestly, they're great to work for. I have only been working for them for 3 or 4 months now, but I had a long interview process. They were definitely... particular on who they were going to hire to help them with their business. And they had a list of things that they needed. They were very clear about it. And I got to come visit Diane during the Songwriters Festival, where I really got to do my in-person interview. And I got to sit down and hear what it was they wanted to present and give to the Whitefish community. And that's when I really began to connect with them. You know, they don't just want to open a record store and be business owners in Whitefish. They really want to create a music scene and community.
I got to know how the name came about, what's on the horizon, all those fun things. You've been listening to the voice of Tabor Martin, and he is the director of operations here at Slow Burn Records. We're live on location, which is a rarity for us. This is Focus on the Flathead on News Talk at 80 and 107.9 KJJR, and we'll be right back.
Qualifications and rules apply. See institution for details.
Hi, I saw your ad for a checking account that earns interest on my money.
Oh, yes, that's our plutonium account. And it requires $50,000 to open.
What? How am I supposed to grow my money when I can't even afford to open the account?
Introducing Kasasa, free checking, where even the smallest balance earns high yields, plus refunds on ATM fees nationwide. To find a Kasasa account near you, search K-A-S-A-S-A.
Kasasa, brought to you by Three Rivers Bank of Montana, member FDIC, and an equal housing lender.
Hey, this is Dr. Chad with Glacier Grins Pediatric Dentistry, where a kid's smile grows big. As a father of three kids who grew up in the Flathead, I understand how each child can be different. We created a fun and relaxed atmosphere here at Glacier Grins and work hard to make sure each child has a positive experience. We are accepting new patients and have immediate openings available. We are located in Hunt Ranch Plaza between Walmart and Sportsman. Book your appointment online at glaciergrins.com or call 890-6055. We look forward to meeting you and becoming your dental home.
News Talk 880 and 107.9 KJJR. Ross Strasser back on location at Slow Burn Records in downtown Whitefish. Our special guest this week is Tabor Martin. This is so cool to do the show live. I got to do more of these, Tabor.
Yeah, bring it on.
And let's learn more about the business itself. Where did the name come? That is a cool name and a great logo. Where did that come from?
Well, I think Slow Burn Records, really the intent there is to literally have people slow down. We are a vinyl record shop. There is nothing quick about the activity of vinyl. I'm 35, so I grew up in middle school and high school. I was part of the iPod age.
Oh, yeah.
The tactile aspect of vinyl, having to touch the record itself, clean the record, clean the needle, flip the record. You have to be very intentful, and there's something enjoyable about that intent. I believe that Slow Burn is basically just trying to prop up the intentfulness and the enjoyability of taking a deep breath and enjoying your music on vinyl. It sounds kind of silly, but I cook dinner a lot. I love to cook. And there's something about being in the middle of that whole process and having to wash and dry my hands, walk over to the record player, and flip it over. You know, it sounds a little odd, but I really, really enjoy the tactile part of it, the touching and the intentfulness behind that. And I think that we want our customers to be able to come in and experience that as well. We have wonderful listening stations in the store where you can come in and really partake in the store almost like an audio library.
Yeah.
You can sift through our stash of records, pick one out, and kind of enjoy that tactile aspect on your own at one of our listening stations. We'd rather you be in here for 30 or 45 minutes or even an hour enjoying yourself and enjoying our music collection.
Okay, so let's talk about the vibe of the store. If you haven't been in here to Slow slow burn. Describe it a little bit in a nutshell.
Well, one, I think it's an absolutely beautiful facade. The inside of our record store is unlike anything you've ever seen unless you've been to Japan. I think a lot of people in the United States have experience with record stores that are, to put it kindly, a little dusty. We try to keep that off the table. You know?
Yes, you are being very kind.
So, you know, we also don't have that typical record store smell. But the vibe of the store, I like to think, floor is one, welcoming, two, informational, three, kind, and four, enjoyable. I'm not myself a quote-unquote audiophile. I'm working towards that. But I love nothing more than helping someone understand what it is like to collect vinyl, what it's like to buy your first record, and even lead people towards purchases of record players themselves. But yeah, I think inviting and purposeful is a good way to describe us.
So how do you source all the music? I know the owners had quite the collection, but you are always getting new things here at Slow Burn.
There was a previous store here, some of the locals might remember, called Spanky's. And when we took over the space, we bought her collection from her. And we also have a couple of local sources in town, some really cool old guys that have giant record collections. And I get to actually, as part of my job, probably the most enjoyable part is I get to go to these guys' houses and literally shop. We also have, you know, wholesale accounts for new and sealed vinyl. I really find that there's two different types of collectors. There are those who are really looking for the vintage vinyl, and there are those who really get enjoyment out of opening up a new one.
Oh, yeah. Well, let's talk for a moment. We're down to the last minute and a half, something like that, but let's talk about live music here in the store. Tell me there's a couple ways that you guys are putting that out there to the public.
As we move forward as a business and move forward in our involvement with the community, we really want to be a place that has a little bit of a name for providing a space for local artists to plug in and play and to garner some attention for themselves, as well as in the future maybe bringing some larger names into the store as well. But every Saturday, we have live music in the store from 7 to 9. And what we typically do is we take a cover charge at the door that goes to the artist. And to make it a little fun on the audience, it's a BYOB setting. That makes it a little bit fun in here for sure. And another thing about the live music is in the very near future, we will have a permanent PA system set up in the store where someone can come in, sit down, and really just play on a beautiful piece of equipment and hear themselves maybe on a nicer speaker than they have at home. And we're really looking forward to that as well.
Well, Tabor, we want to thank you for having us in the store. I'd like to come back, and as you progress through all the things you have planned, do some more of these shows live. This has been a lot of fun. You know, learn more about the family that owns the place. We're talking about Diane and Mike Colby, and I'd love to meet them in the future too.
Yeah, they're fantastic. I can't wait for them to be back in town.
This show is brought to you by Three Rivers Bank of Montana and Glacier Grins Pediatric Dentistry. This has been the Director of Operations for Slow Burn Records, and we want to thank Tabor Martin for being our guest today. This is News Talk 880 and 107.9 KJJR, and we'll be back next weekend.